thanks to my techniques, they set me up on the phone.
It's better this way.
Okay. Let's begin the shiur immediately without any further ado. I'm sorry for the delay.
Does everyone use this to crop it out?
You better?
It might be easier.
Okay. Thank you, Ariel. So, today's shiur is going to be an amazing shiur because it combines what we said the last 2 days. Today will be the end of the week. Today is Thursday. We have a shiur every day. So we're going to come to an amazing conclusion. These things don't stay put. You may recall that we spoke originally the opinion of the Ramban that said that Zman Kriya Shema L'chadchila depends upon the majority and B'dieva depends upon the minority. And our thesis was, if you recall, that Rabbi Eliezer disagrees, and therefore all three disputes, the first three disputes in Mishnayos and Shas, are all the same dispute. Do you follow the majority only, Rabbi Eliezer? Or can you consider the minority, at least B'dieva, according to the opinion of the Chachamim? Yesterday, we took a completely different tack. Totally different tack. We said, don't take Meshach Becha literally. All it really means is a key, it's a code word for Laila. Or maybe we call it Erev. It doesn't depend on Shechiva itself, definition of night, but a very broad and liberal definition of night. It doesn't say, V'ochlu v'sabosu b'laila hazeh, such as we have when it comes to Korban Pesach. It just says, Meshach Becha, which is a code word for night. What was the word we used? A trace of night. Srach Laila, which exists, you have to plug a mincha, will suffice according to the opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. And according to the Ri, who follows the Tanoim, I found the Beis and Midbeis, each one of them, as explained by the Rav Haigon, is something to do with night. As the Kelos Yaakov explains even more, it has Erev, a person who works until Erev, and may Erev ad Erev, is Tosef and Shabbos, is also may Erev. Everything is dependent on Erev. Fine. But we had a strict line. It's either this or that. We call that today binary. It's either this or that. It means what we call day and night, or it means Zman Shechiva Mamash. Correct? Everyone follow me so far? Those who are in person? The people are on the Zoom. I have to apologize. I only see my good friend, Mr. Rothberg Shlita. He's zoicha to be on the screen. Everybody else is, I just can't see because I'm on my phone. And I apologize, and maybe at the end of the conversation, we'll try to see who everybody was on. Before I go on, I should tell you that tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock is Q&A, which is a Morasha tradition. Usually we do it on Shabbos, but because of the Zoomers, we're going to do it tomorrow at 11 a.m. Anyone wants to join, feel free to join for Q&A. You can ask any question you want from remote as well, if my computer works. If the phone works, you can also ask, but it'd be harder to recognize you. Fine. 11 a.m. tomorrow. Back. Today I'm going to tell you a chiddush, which is a compound. A combination of the two factors. The factors of day and night, which we discussed yesterday, and the factor of the time of Shechiva and Kima, which we discussed 2 days ago. At first glance, it should be, can I use a phrase from downstairs? A plexiglass division between the two of them. You got me. The plexiglass is working now. That means one side is day and night, one side is Shechiva and Kima, and never the twain shall meet. My thesis for today, no. We can in fact combine these two considerations in discussing when Zman Kriya Shema is. And I'll begin by reading to an amazing, unbelievable, Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is found in the first parak of Hilchos Kriya Shema. Whoever has a Rambam handy in their library, open up Hilchos Kriya Shema L'Harambam. And we're going to read in the very first perek of Hilchos Kriya Shema, Halacha Yud Gimel. Perek Aleph in Hilchos Kriya Shema, Halacha Yud Gimel. It's so amazing, it's beyond amazing. When they say, it's too good to be true, it is, it's too good to be true. When something is too good to be true, usually it's not true. Okay? This is too good to be true. Listen to this. Listen to the words. Yesh shoalim. There's some who ask. My time of b'shachbacha tarshinan calls manshe b'nei adam shochav amitasa. We reject art scroll. Art scroll translate when you retire. That's Rabbi Lez's opinion. We pass like the Rabbanan means whenever you, not when you're going to sleep, when you are asleep. Fine. Uchadarmini b'adar Rabbi Shimon b'yochoi pamayim chem yotzik v'yishma shosha beis pamayim b'yom achas kodem meis achas achanes. Why? Why is it called Laila? Ika inchi the ganu by shaita. They are asleep. Ain pirushim shivosa sha olam al mitosam nishkaf. Not that they're going to go to sleep then. Who goes to sleep then? Some of you yeshiva guys are all nighters, but otherwise not. They derech bnei adam lishkaf osa sha. And the Gemara says, so you don't say ashkivenu. Vashem ashkivenu. See, I mean, no one's going to sleep at whatever it is. What would it be now? 5 o'clock in the morning. You know, Lois and Nates. They don't go to sleep at 5 in the morning. Ela pirusho shadayin shochem amitosa. They're still asleep from before. Okay, b'shochva pirusho, ba'odam shochvin, v'hayna l'rov b'nei odam atchiyalem on ha'shacha. Most people are asleep until dawn. Okay, we'll see. We think that most people sleep until mishayakir. But okay, and a minority until sunrise. Fine. What a bombshell kasha. If b'shach b'cha means when, not when you are going to sleep, when you are asleep, so b'kumecha should mean in parallel, not when you're getting up, but when you are up, which is all day. What's too good to be true? That's kriyishma. It's very hard to mishma and kriyishma according to the Ketzer Mishnah. You can say Shema by Torah law all day long. All day long, from morning to night. V'yesh lomar, he says, Enoch inami, you're right. Tochei darshinale, you're right. U'min ha-Torah, arminon, ha-korei mikan, u'mishamhochi, arminon, ha-korei mikan ve'elech lo-hivsid, ha-brochos. What does it mean, that? On daf yudim et beis. If you have a Gemara brochos, please open up to daf yudim et beis. It's commenting on the Mishnah Testament base, which is Akor Mikam Melech Lo Hifsid. What do you mean Lo Hifsid? Says the, that's the Mishnah Testament base. The Mishnah ends. Odom Akor Abatoro. Says the Gemara Yudamid base. Yudamid base towards the very bottom. What does it mean Lo Hifsid? Lo Hifsid Brachas, 7 lines up. Frek the Kesset Mishnah. How can you say the Brachas of Kriyashma if the time elapsed? Let's say, for example, you missed the deadline, I don't know, on Lulav. So you can make a bracha on Lulav and on Isru Chag after Simchas Torah? It's too late. Here too, the time for Zman Kriyishma ended at 9 o'clock in the morning. You're making a bracha at 11 o'clock. It's 10 o'clock. It's too late. That's the Kesset Mishnah's question. How does he answer the question? Unbelievable. Look what he writes. Ilu lo hayas my kriyishma klal, hay brachosu levatola. Be a bracha levatola after 9 o'clock when sofas my kriyishma 3 hours into the day. How can it be? Ela mishim dekayim alon ditzorach. Again, the answer is it's all day by Torah law. So why is it not all day halacha lemaisa? Ela mishim dekayim alon ditzorach lismo gula letfila. This we know. Utzfilos connected tvinu tiklum. This we know. Vatamadet korba dalal shos. This we also know. We call that sov zman tfila 4 hours into the day. Yim kain. Kodem tzorach likwas kriyishma. In order to fulfill spiros gula tfila. So by definition, by process of elimination, the last time to say shema is midrabanan, not at sunset 6 p.m., which is the Torah law. But at 10 a.m., why 10 a.m.? Because you got to daven shachris by 10 a.m. And kriyishma has to come before shachris. So by definition, it's 10 a.m. Ulekach ektimu zman atzov shaloshos. They made it 9 a.m. because you got to finish Shmon Esrei by 10 a.m. Rabbo say, who takes a whole hour to get from the end of Shmon Esrei until, begin, excuse me, and the kriyishma until Shmon Esrei? An hour? It's a minute. 2 minutes. I gave you an hour. Okay? Vasmuchu akrol v'kumecha b'shoch shebedeyar derech b'yadam kamim. But it's only an asmachta. It's an asmachta. And not ikapirush of the krol. Why? Derech b'nei malachim la b'shalashos. Otu b'nei malachim mihavi ruba d'alma. Don't tell me you should take it literally. Zman kima, you can't follow the kings and the princes. It's a small minority, so you can't rely upon them. Unbelievable. That's what he says. So writes the Kesef Mishra of Yosef Karo. Now, by the way, the Rashba says that. Listen carefully. The Rashba says. That, no, you see from here, that Birchas Kriyashma, not a Birchas HaMitzvah Kriyashma. Because the time for Kriyashma lapsed at 9 o'clock. You say the Brachas until 10 o'clock. It must be, says the Rashba, we mentioned once before, that we learned Tosfos Daf Beis, that Birchas Kriyashma, not Birchas HaMitzvah, Asher Kisham Mitzvah Yisrael HaShma, but rather Le'atzma Niskanu, which I interpreted to mean, it's those Brachas which make Kriyashma, an integral part of Tefillah. And that's why, according to the Rashba, they are bounded by Zman Tefillah. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you cannot say Birchas Kriyashma after Zman Tefillah, which is about 10 a.m. Some Chassidish Ishtiluch daven very late, and they say Birchas Kriyashma after 10, but only until 12, till Chatzos. They won't go past Chatzos. Even the Chassidim won't go past Chatzos. But if you look on the Rambam writes here in Perek Al Halacha Yud Gimel, Hakore achasholoshos b'yom, afilu ha'yonis loyos dechovas kriyishma bonasa, elarehu kikore b'torah, umevorech lefonel achareha. Listen to this now. Kol hayom, all day, not only 4 hours, not only 6 hours, all day. Filu ichir v'kore achasholoshos all day. That's where the Kesef Mishra got it from. Midoraisa, you can say Kriyashma all day, Bekumechas all day, like Beshach was all night. Rabbanan said only until 10 o'clock. Why? Because Smichas Gul Tfilah, and they gave you an extra hour. It's all the Rabbanan. And that's why you can say Brachas all day long, because Midoraisa, you also all day long. So says the Kesef Mishnah. And you can't follow the minority. Come on. The minority. No, can't be. It's impossible to say this. It's impossible to say like the Kesef Mishnah, because it's against an ofna tosefta. Rabbo said, if you have a Gemara Brachas, there's a tosefta there. Let's turn to the tosefta. It's all the way in the back. All the way in the back of the tosefta. After the Riff, after the Mordechai. Tosefta Brachas. Perek Gimel Halacha Aleph at Tosefta. Kishem Shenosna Torah Keva Likros Shema Kach Nosnu Chachamim Keva Litfilo. You see, it's clear as day. The Torah gave a Keva for Shema. The Torah said you'd only say Shema for 3 hours. And therefore the Chachamim went ahead and said you can say Tfilo for 4 hours. So Mefurash at Tosefta that it's a din d'oraisa of 3 hours, not at the Rabbonim. It's not my question, it's the Mogen Avraham's question. The Mogen Avraham and Simon Nun Ches asked this question against the Kesef Mishnah. The Kesef Mishnah is wrong. So what do you do with his question? Mogen Avraham, Simon Nun Ches, Sivkot and Vav. You know what he answers? He answers based on Hebrew semantics. The word B'shachba has two meanings in Hebrew. Either when you're going to sleep, or when you are asleep. When you retire, the way art school says, I think incorrectly, or when you're asleep, when you're lying down, not when you're going to lie down, when you're lying down, when you're prone, which is the correct translation. The word Bekumecha in the Hebrew language, says like Mogen Avraham, only means one thing. It only means when you are getting up. When you're getting up, Bekumecha. When you've been up for 8 hours, that's not called Bekumecha anymore. In Hebrew language, that's the answer to the question. Yei Sho'alim. Why is B'shachbacha when you are asleep? And B'kumecha when you're getting up. Say when you are up. That's not... Someone's calling in. Whenever someone calls on my phone, I mute it. I keep quiet for 30 seconds and they get off. Sorry, I'm on the phone. I believe that not only is this a view of that the Kesef Mishnah is incorrect, the Magen Avraham is correct, but I told you before, we said until now that it's binary. It's either Yom Belayla or Shechiva V'Kima. I'm going to try to tell you in the remaining 10-15 minutes, two of the greatest Rishonim in the world who say it can be binary, it can be combination. The first is the Rambam. The first Rambam in Hilchos Kriyishma. Pamayim b'chol yom, korin Kriyishma, ba'erev uvaboker. What? Ba'erev uvaboker? I would have said b'zman shechiva, b'zman kima. No, erev and boker. Shenemar b'shochbo v'kumecha, b'shoh shederech b'nei adam shochvim, zehu laila, u'v'shoh shederech b'nei adam omdim, zehu yom, Rabbi Moshe ben Maimon. Make up your mind. Is it Erev and Voker, or is it Yom and Laila, or is it Shechiva and Kima? He puts them both together. The Rambam says it's a combined definition. It's not depend only on Shechiva Kima. No. On the other hand, he throws in Shechiva and Kima too. Now, according to the, if it's Shechiva and Kima, you can't, again, if it means Erev and Boker, or Yom Valayla, you can't say that the Magen Avraham is right, that Shechiva means lying down and Kima means only getting up. It doesn't depend on Shechiva and Kima. You're back to the Kesef Mishnah. And that's, as a matter of fact, the Minchas Kohen brings a riot to the Kesef Mishnah from this Rambam. He said, Yom Valayla. So he takes it to mean the whole day and the whole night. It's hard to learn Pshat in the Rambam that way. He never mentioned it. He said only 3 hours. The Tosefta's against it. It's very, very shver. It's very, very shver. Oh. Here's my answer. We mentioned 2 days ago the Kasha of the Ramban in Milchamas Hashem. He asked the following great question. If the princes and the kings are asleep till 9 o'clock in the morning, why can't you be Yotzer Kriya Shema Shel Arvis until 9 a.m. based on the same minority? Remember what he answered? They're not asleep. They're awake in their beds. They're awake in their beds. That's the answer which is given by the Ramban. Okay. But the Ramban has a Talmud, and his Talmud is called the Rashba. The Rashba on the Avchesimid base asks the same question as his Rebbe, because of different teretz. I read you the words of the Rashba, Masechta Brachos, Ches Amud Beis. Listen to his words. Every word in Rashba is gold. Listen carefully, please. Writes as follows. He says, please, the words are very important. The question was, the Ramban's question was, why can't you say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis till 9 a.m.? Listen carefully. V'yim Tomar Hasharina Shel Shachar Shalosh Shalos Mishum Debnei Melachim Afagav Demiyuta Demiyuta, a tiny minority. U'mach Masayu Karina Bekumecha Ados Hazman U'mayishna Shchiva. Why shouldn't be able to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis till 9 a.m.? The other Ramban answer: they're awake. They're in their beds. He gives a different answer. Yeshloma, Kevan the Machmas Yemoma Chiva Torah Likwas Bashacha. My Rebbe would use the language, my Rav Soloveitchik. The day is the Mechayev. Those are those briskal Lashonis. The day is the Mechayev of the Mitzvah of Kriyishma. The time is Bekumecha, but the day is the Mechayev. Kevan the Machmas Yemoma Chiva Torah Likwas Bashacha. Afal Gav the Tolele Bizman Kima, Bekumecha. Dinahu, the Nishri calls man Kima, afilu shabnei malachim. Even though it's a small, small minority, since the minority exists, and the mechayev of Kriyas Shema Shel Shachar is Yom, and it is Yom, therefore, it's enough to have the smallest miyuta to miyuta. Aval b'shel laila, ha-nichnas b'shel Yom, afal gav the tole b'shchiva, came in the imamahu, for kuli in shikvah kamu, shem miyuta to the melachim, lo sharinon. An amazing chiddush in the Rashba. He says, beferish, what I wanted to say, Pshat and Rambam. Beferish. There's no plexiglass here between Shchiva Kima, Laila V'Yom. No. It's both. The Mechayev is day and night. The practical Lumaisa is Shchiva and Kima. But the definition depends whether you're in your zone or out of your zone. So if you have Kriyas Shema Shel Shachar in the morning, you're in your zone. It's enough to have a miyuta, the miyuta of the name of Lachim. We got up till 9 o'clock. But if it's Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, when you're out of your zone, when you're in daytime, then it's not enough to have miyuta, the miyuta. You need a real miyuta. Okay, a real miyuta that we pass in Halacha the Rif until sunrise. But not a miyuta, the miyuta. Well, we can also say until sunrise has certain traces of night still. Some things only start at nights, as we saw earlier. This is the Pshat and this Rashba. Unbelievable. It's a tremendous chiddush. It's not one extreme, not the other extreme. It's a combination. That's why we read Pshat in the Rambam. If that's the case, we can explain the Rambam that same way against the case of Mishnah. Oh, now let's go back. The time between Alos HaShachar and Mishayakir is not as man lechatchila, neither for Arvis nor for Shachris. Nor for Shachris. Neither for Arvis nor for Shachris. Why is it not this man ideal time for Arvis? Even though most people are sleeping. Sure, but you're out of the zone. Once Alos HaShachar comes, it's day zone, not night zone. Even though most people sleep till Mishayakir, it's still not Lechatchila. According to Rabbi Gamliel, it's too late. And according to the Rif, it's too late Lechatchila. Okay, but the Yevet and the Pinch will let you go till dates even. But once the dawn rises, you're out of the night zone into the day zone, and there was not a chatchila to say Kriyas Shema Shel Arvis, even though the majority of people are still asleep. Oh. Now I have an amazing chiddush, the Shevus Utshuvus HaRosh. Now we have to learn the Rosh. Time is not allowed right now. We'll see the Rosh from Mitzvah Shem. But it's a Shuta Rosh, Klal Dalet. He explains the opinion of Rabbi Natan. You may remember that the Rosh here in back of Esech the Brachos asked the Kasha against the Rabbeinu Tam, and he had no teretz. I'd like you to please turn to the Rosh one more time to refresh your memories, because you'll see that the Shuta Rosh came up with some kind of an answer. You may remember the Rosh in Perek Aleph Simon Aleph, and he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, who said that it depends upon Plaga Mincha, because you can daven Ma'ariv. You may remember, this is the Rosh right after the Mem of the Madani Antif. V'lo nehira li, ma'ashev Rabbeinu Tam zal raya mitzvilas ha-mincha, shiad plaga mincha. The tefilas connected tvin and tiknum, v'tom ne korva olech ad plaga mincha. And after that, you can have a marav. Ali in Krishma, lav zman shchivahu. Forget about it. It's not zman shchiva. If it's not zman shchiva, forget about it. So what do we answer to yesterday? He hasn't learned Zman Shchiva literally. Like Tosef Beis, Lo Darash B'Shach B'Chah, it merely means a code word for day and night. That's what we said before. But in Shuta Rosh, I read you the words, it's a different answer. I read you the words of the Rosh. The reason you can be Yotze Shema before Tzeis, Yesh Miut B'nei Adam Shochvim Lifnei Tzeis HaKachavim. Some people already sleep before Tzeis. Remember, Rabbi Natan's Tzeis is very late. Right. The question becomes, if that's the case, then what in the world is Rabbi Natan bringing a raya from davening Mara from Plaga Mincha? Nothing to do with that. But if we're right, we understand very well. A small minority of people go to sleep before Tzeis. But it's not enough. A miyuta de miyuta, if it's considered to be day, You're out of your zone. You're out of your zone. You need a shame laila. The same as the Rashba says by Kriyas Shema Shel Shachar till 3 hours, you need a shame yom. So Rabbi Natan proves from Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The plaga mincha, you can daven ma'ariv, has a shame laila. And therefore, once it's a shame laila, even though only mi'uta de mi'uta are asleep, it's still considered b'shach b'cha. If that's the case, and as opposed to what we said yesterday, we thought Rabbi Natan depends only on day and night, the way the Shutta Rush says it, no, he also has a hybrid. It's day and night plus Shchiva and Kima, plus Shchiva and Kima. As we said, according to the Rambam and the Rashba, the Rabbi Natan may join them. And maybe even the Yerushalmi holds that way. Who remembers yesterday's Yerushalmi? The Yerushalmi made an interesting proof. How do they know a person's not sure whether he said Shkriya Shma or not? Do you say it again or not? What's the proof? If you read in Bein HaShmashes, Chozer V'Kore. So the Vilna Gaon, as you see from here, doesn't depend upon Zman Shchiva, depends upon night. So Bein HaShmashes is a Sufik Yom, Sufik Laila, a Sufik Zman Kriya Shma. But if what the Rashba says is true, give a different Pshat in the Yerushalmi. No. Zman Shchiva doesn't begin the moment after Tzitzik HaChavim. A little bit after that. Remember Rav Acha? We had Rav Acha in the Gemara and Rav Beis and Beis. Zman She'ani, we saw Ani comes in. We saw the Tosfos to Rosh in the back of the Gemara, who said that's later. Nonetheless, even though the Ani comes in and that's later, Zman Shchiva is later for most people, it starts from Seis. You know why? Shem Laila. Once it's a Shem Laila, it's enough to have a minority who are asleep. But according to Rabbi Natan, it's enough to have what we call a Srak Laila, a trace of night. But the Yerushalmi goes, come on, cut it out. Real night. When is real night? Real night is Tzitzik HaChavim. And what about Bein HaShmashes? Bein HaShmashes is a Suffolk, Mamish Twilight Zone. Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. So therefore, if it's treated as Yom, the small minority is insufficient. You're not Yotze. If it's treated as Laila, the small minority is sufficient. You are Yotze. Again, if it's day, you're not Yotze based on the small minority. If it's night, you are. So it's a 50-50 Suffolk, whether it's day or night, Ben Hashmashas. Comparable to a 50-50 Suffolk, you're not sure if you said Kriya Shema or did not say Kriya Shema. So yesterday, based on the Vilna Gaon, we explained that Yerushalmi Hotzes only depends on Yom HaLaila. With a new twist with the Rashba, a minority requires the additional status of Yom versus Laila. According to Rabbi Natan, it's a Srach Laila. According to Yerushalmi, you need a real Laila. A real Laila begins either at the beginning of Ben HaShmashes or at the end of Ben HaShmashes. Ben HaShmashes is 50-50. It's a perfect comparison to an individual who's not sure whether he said Kriya Shema or not. So just to summarize, Rabbosai, the whole week Shiurim, how you define B'shach Bov Kumecha? The classic interpretation is Shchiva and Kima Mamish. Either Kesef Mishnah's Kasha, we answer the Tehillat Magen Avraham. Shchiva means we paskan l'alacha when you are asleep. Against article says when you retire and go to sleep. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Okay, you pass them when you are asleep. Kima is only when you're getting up, by Hebrew semantics. And forget about Yom V'Laila. Don't do Yom V'Laila at all. That's a simple pshat. Majority, minority, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbanan, the Ramban, the Chatchila, the Yevit. Okay, this is the first shiur, first two shiur. Yes, they had a different approach, completely different. Day and night. It's all day and night. But Shachar V'Kamecha is just code words for day and night. It's explained to Rabbi Natan's Raya from Plaga Mincha from Davening Marv. It explains the Yerushalmi, but Suffolk Ben HaShmash is like 50-50. It explains all the Tanoim and that Beis and Beis at the Repaskas line, because it's all considered to be Erev. Erev is defined differently. Could be Plaga Mincha's Erev to some extent. Shkir, we've shown according to Rabbi Natan, is Tosef Shabbos, it's called Erev at Erev, it's called Erev to some extent. When the Ani comes back from his hard day at work, it's considered to be Erev. It's Erev. That was yesterday's Shia. Today at the big Wapa Chiddush, a great way to sum up the Shia for the week. It's not binary. It's a combination. The one who spaces it explicitly is the Rashba. He says, if it's you're in your time zone, a miyuta de miyuta suffices. If you're out of your time zone, it does not suffice. We say pshat in the Rambam that way. It says yom v'layla, but it's also shchiva v'kima. Follow me? And we even said pshat that way in the Rabbeinu Tam as per the tshuva sarosh. Here the Rosh gave up in Rabbeinu Tam. He says he's wrong. But in the tshuva, he said, you know what? Some people go to sleep before tzeis. So the obvious question is, so what's Rabbeinu Tam's right from plaga mincha? The answer is a small minority. A small minority is a shem laila to qualify for zman kriyas shma shel arvis. Any questions, Rabbi Osayim, before I stop the shiur? I apologize to those who are on my Zoom on the phone. I can't see them. If Mr. Rothbrook sees them all on the screen, he'll call me up and tell me who's on, because I hate taking a shiur when I can't see who's on. Tomorrow at 11 o'clock, I hope our Zoom will be working. I'll be able to see who's on the Zoom. See out of the shrine. Okay? The next year in this forum is Sunday at 6:30. If the Zoomers want to continue this topic, I'm happy to continue. So I have only a vote of one. He votes to continue. We'll continue. If you're overruled or outvoted, we'll have to change the topic. But I prefer staying with it. If the Olim on the Zoom will agree, if you don't agree, you better call me up, because otherwise I won't know. That's right. If you don't agree, call me up. Otherwise, I will not know that you disagree. Okay? I wish you all well. Those who are not going to be on tomorrow, I wish you a good Shabbos right now. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you for joining. Again, I can't see you, but thank you. I don't know what's going on with this thing. But it's just understandable.